We're going to talk about I Know This Much Is True, Episode 5, Season 1, but we are giving you a pass, Brian.
Yeah, look, we've talked about this before. It's probably a testament to how great a piece of art it is that I find it so painful to visit. Both with stories of you know, him and his brother and questions about whether or not he's the good older brother or not. And then you give me a trigger warning that there's like dog related stuff or whatever. And it's like, if you're okay, I'm just going to take a short walk here while you guys talk about it.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, yeah,
I think Bryce and I are fine finishing this out. I'm totally cool with that.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. All right.
I'm not a chicken. You're a chicken.
Get out.
So about the chickens at the beginning
about
of this
all
episode.
Those chickens.
Right. Yeah. Just wave at me, Bryce, when it's time to come back.
Gotcha.
And honestly, what Brian is referring to, the flashbacks to the Sicilian grandfather. So we're getting this device where he's reading the manuscript and we're seeing the events described in the manuscript from his grandfather, his voyage to America, his getting a job, his building his own house. But it's not romanticized in any way. In fact, he kills rabbits. In a rather horrible way, and
the
also,
monkey?
And then kills a monkey that's his brother's pet.
Yeah,
there's a lot of things to kind of unpack with this guy, right? Like, so we're reading his memoirs. We're reading his memoirs, and maybe it's meant to be a product of when Domenico was alive, but. I don't know. If I was on, you know, my deathbed and I wrote the story of my life and these are all the things that happened to me, I don't know that I would title it Bryce Castillo, the humble beginnings of a great man. Like
but he keeps calling himself a great man early on. Like, I think he had decided I will go to America and become a great man. And so everything I do is now defined as something that led to me becoming a great man. Whether it's getting my brother killed by snitching on the fact that he's cheating or that he is sleeping with someone's wife, whether it's, you know, killing his monkey, whether it's, you know, buying two women into marriage, one into marriage, one that he had to take, and forcing her to give him a son, which she doesn't do. She gives birth to a woman, as we know, which is Dominic's mother. It's him thinking he's always doing the right thing. We're always the hero of our own story.
Right.
And us going, yeah, man, no, that's awful. And I think that's intentional. Like, he is unaware of how horrible he is.
Cause I think I mentioned this either last spoiler in time or the one before where like Dom is like not making good choices, right? Like pulling his brother out of Hatch is probably not a good idea for him. He's doing it because he wants to be with his brother and he thinks his brother should be in a better facility. But his way of doing it, of saying like, I'm going to take care of him, which we see him doing at the end of this episode, you know, this, you know, screw this system. Like, maybe the system actually is better for him. Maybe like there are mechanisms meant to help people like Thomas who, you know, just because you're his twin doesn't make you the best keeper for him. And I think I wonder if the script is meant to be, or the manuscript is meant to be like the pushing motivation for Dom, as in like, no, take what you want, which Domenico does, right? He gets his land. He lets his brother go, doesn't really mourn his death, kills the brother's pet because it's annoying him, right? Kills the rabbits, like all of these. He lives for himself, which is kind of what Dom is doing by taking Thomas out. And I'm assuming that hopefully that's the moral of the story that we get next week, which is like, you're not the best keeper, even if you want to be.
But Dominic thinks that he's cursed by the sister who cursed Domenico, his grandfather. And that's why bad things are happening to him. He's convinced by the manuscript that that's what's happening. If he were to be like his grandfather, he'd let Thomas die and hatch. He wouldn't care that Ralph said, alleged that Thomas was being abused. Mm-hmm. He would just live for himself if he was following his grandfather's way of doing things. No,
definitely if it was to the same degree, but I think ripping him out of Hatch before he's ready or without a new facility to take him is still, maybe it's a different degree, but it's still selfish, right?
It's selfish in a different way. It's not because he wants to be a great man. It's because he's manipulated by Ralph, honestly. They find no evidence that any abuse occurred. Maybe it didn't. They couldn't find, and the evidence got covered up. But mm-hmm. I feel like Ralph planted this with him in order to get him to do what is not in his best interests or Thomas's best interests.
Yeah, that seems very likely. I mean, they clearly don't have a good relationship between Dom and Ralph. Ralph has all of the reason to make Thomas and Dom's life bad. Also, did you think it was weird that Domenico also knew a drink water?
Oh yeah, no. I mean, that was obviously the beginnings of this family feud, right?
Yeah, but
starts back then.
That was definitely a more of a coincidence than maybe it should have been. But I
don't think it's a coincidence at all. I think what we're being set up to learn here is that the drink water Domenico feud began then.
Interesting. My prediction for next week is that Dom realizes via the exaggeration of Domenico's actions in his manuscript, what he is doing with and to Thomas is a shade of what Domenico did, and that there is no curse and there's no beating a curse. You got bad luck. You got a bad hand and you're playing it bad. And a great, actually great man would make the right call even when it's not easy, not just the thing that you want.
An actual great man would notice that Dessa is wanting to make up and not lash out at her for trying to read the manuscript, right?
Oh yeah, bizarre. Bad anger management from Dom on that scene.
Dominic is his own worst enemy for sure.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And Ralph is his second worst enemy.
I also liked Rosie O'Donnell's been great this whole show.
Oh, she's been amazing.
Yeah. And she had a great scene. I don't know if we'll see her again. I don't know if Dom will pick up the phone whenever she finds a new facility for Thomas. But I think in having this kind of ambiguous character, right, you always have the concern that he kind of lobs at her of like, well, you're just a company gal. And you're just trying to cover, your boss's ass, the business's ass. And I think she plays it really interesting, right? We don't really get a mm-hmm. perfect, like you said, a perfect clear cut explanation of the report and the sexual abuse. And, the HIV test comes back negative. And so I think that ambiguity is like a really strong part to this.
Yeah, I do. I don't think we're going to see her again, though. We only got one more episode, and I think everything's just about to fall apart. I think the next episode is going to tell us about Dominic's parentage, and I think that's going to be a blow. And I think the resolution of Dominic and Thomas will happen. And if I know anything about this show, it's not going to be a happy resolution.
So this is another thing, right? So their curse is that they don't, well, it's interesting. I guess we have curse in two flavors here, right? The original curse of your whole family is screwed up and you're going to have trauma and everyone will be afflicted by it, the family curse, but also Domenico's curse of you're not going to have sons. Well, here is Dom, here is Dom and Thomas, who are two men, and yeah, maybe that indicates, I don't know, but that's
my belief this whole time is that the grandfather is the father of Dominic and Thomas, hence the higher probability for schizophrenia, and
the grandfather is the father.
Oh yeah,
is he?
That's been my theory since episode one. is that the grandfather is the father, which is why they never spoke about who the father was, and hence the schizophrenia. And it's going to come out in the manuscript that the grandfather viewed this as defeating the curse.
Ooh, that sounds very plausible, Tom. It sounds
disgustingly plausible.
It sounds plausible. I don't know that I would be interested in what all the timelines on that are. I mean, because Domenico comes in through Ellis Island, but I don't know. America is not that old.
I don't remember if we know for sure that the grandfather was still alive when they were born. That's all that would make it possible is the grandfather still needs to be alive when Dominic and Thomas were born.
Yeah.
That I don't know.
And them heading off to the falls at the end of this episode this week is feels like a bad omen.
Oh, it's not a good thing.
It's going to be bad.
No, somebody's going over the falls.
Oh, no. Ugh, gosh.
Just saying.
Yeah.
All right. That is I Know This Much Is True, episode 5 of its only season 1.
There we go. We're getting Brian back in now for Larry Sanders.